is Whiskey 2 Tango Tango Tango. K2BAR, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. The station, this net is the TechNet. The TechNet, the Banner TechNet is conducted weekly on a frequency 146.835 megahertz, 2 meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving northern New Jersey, Lower Hudson Valley, New York City, and of course southwestern Connecticut. PL is 151.4, and the office set is minus 600 kilohertz. Purpose of the net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences, an entire hobby, the operational aspects of it, and also an opportunity to exchange parts and equipment through for sale, swap, or wanted items. So feel free to post any and all of those things. And even let us know if you have none of those things, so we know who's there on the net. So with no further ado, stations is call signs beginning with the letter Whiskey. Please call K2BAR.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob here.
Good evening, Bob. What are your intentions?
No traffic. I already mentioned about my worked all stage things, but beyond that, no traffic.
Congratulations, that's super. Any other whiskeys? Okay, moving right along, Novembers. Alrighty, how about kilos?
82 MOB, David and Fairlawn. My intentions basically just listening in, nothing really to discuss at the present moment regarding technical operations.
Okay, very good, Dave. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? All right, any alphas? Okay, I also want to remind people that they can get on the KD2BKD-Lima Echolink, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta Dash Lima. Is there Echolink, anybody on that? Alrighty, any other stations wishing to join the Barra TechNet? Okay, we're ripping right along. Well, I haven't set it up yet, but I did get one of those Biaofeng new dual band DMR Phase 2 radios, DMR and FM HD. It's sort of like the MD380, except it's taller. A bit taller. It'll allow more room for... so they come to your battery and definitely a bigger RF deck. And that's pretty cool. We'll get more on that one next week, I'm sure. And... see what else. I've made a second. I haven't packaged it yet, but I've made a second go box of sorts for my mesh stuff. One will fit in a backpack. It will feature a Microtik router with mesh code in it. And it will include an optional external nano station or whatever you'd like. You can turn it on and off from your mobile device. And it's password protected. And then, of course, it's got a cellular modem built in as well. So if you're not in an area where you can find RF meshing, you can mesh that way. And then when I get finally done with it, I'm going to put a small Raspberry Pi on it with a Zoom spot board is going to go on it, and I think that'll be pretty cool. So you have a Zoom spot on your backpack, plus a mesh node that will have a wireless AP, as well as a couple hardwire ports, and then of course the option to have a second mesh node, a pole, or in the backpack over the RF. So pretty cool. all I got at this point. Anybody else have anything?
KD2MOV. A Zoom spot is basically like a MiFi that Verizon has. I guess it's just not under that name. Would I be correct to say that?
Negative. No, a Zoom spot is a hotspot for a DMR, Fusion, NXDN, P25 type radio. It basically is an add-on board for a Raspberry Pi to turn it into an effective access point.
Okay. Learning something new all the time, but that's incredible that you can actually put all that into a package like that. That's pretty impressive. KD2MOB.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Yeah, it is. In my case, I tend to run it just DMR, although I've been taking to enabling it for Fusion as well. Not sure exactly how much I'm going to get out of it. I don't have a Fusion HT, and I'm not likely to buy one, but it is pretty cool in that it's, gives you a hotspot into the network, and as long as you can find a way to get either across a mesh network or across to a cell modem, you're good, and you'll be fine. It works really, really well that way, but think of it as a Wi-Fi AP for your DMR HT. By the way, the cell modem I'm using inside is a Netgear Nighthawk. No full disclosure, I do work for AT&T, but I bought mine at AT&T store for $200. Although they will charge you 20 payments of $10 each. You can pay for it all at once, but there's no interest if you do that. And then they charge you, I think, $20 a month for the device. On top of your data plan, so whatever data plan you have, you can share that with your phone and your tablets and other things, but more importantly, you have this little data gizmo separate from your phone or your tablet. It's kind of nice that way. The other thing that's nice about the Nighthawk is that in addition to providing an Ethernet port and Wi-Fi access to it for the cellular uplink, it also has the ability to simultaneously provide uplink to a Wi-Fi network. So if you're out and about and you're accessing your hotspot, this board can be used to access Optimum's Wi-Fi and therefore save your money on your data plan. That's pretty cool. Any questions on this? All right, any other topics for the net tonight? Well, this is going to be the shortest TechNet ever. 73 gentlemen, I appreciate your joining, and we'll chat later. I'm going to go inside and call it a night. This is K2BARW2TTT signing clear. 73.
NJ2BS, repeat.
QRIK, monitoring.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KDU, RIK monitoring.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UEF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
Connected KD2CMS. KD2CMS listening.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KD2CMS disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
G3WRL. G3WRL portable from NZ2K Mobile. NZ2K disconnected.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Point 3. Happy wife, right?